Mandi, a reason to worship. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, so the fifth book of Moses, we read in verse 16 and the following. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart. An interesting parable. And be no more stiff-necked. Pride. I am. Look at me. He is the one who says, our God, I am. I was, I am, and I will be. And we can only say, at the moment we are, and in a jiffy, we are not here anymore. Because then we are dead. And you want to be stiff-necked? Crazy, isn't it? There is one who lives forever. And he wants to give us eternal life. And we think we are gods ourselves? Be no more stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is God of gods. And Lord of lords. A great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regards not persons, nor takes reward. He does execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loves the stranger in giving him food and raiment. God takes care of the weakest in society. Love you therefore the stranger. Why so? For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You've been strangers yourself. You shall fear the Lord your God. Him shall you serve, and to him shall you cleave, and swear by his name. He is your praise. And he is your God that has done for you these great and terrible things which your eyes have seen. And something to remember for the Israelites. Your fathers, more than 400 years ago, went down into Egypt with 70 persons. 70 persons. They had been in the beginning when they settled in Egypt. 70 persons. And now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven for multitude. Now they are millions. Interesting, isn't it? And God tells them, remember. Remember, you've been 70 people about 400 years ago. 70. And now you are millions. Be thankful. Now what does this say to us nowadays, the present? Remember the past. Where have you been? Where have you come out? Where are you now? All the blessings, where did they come from? Who is responsible for that? There is a God in heaven, and he takes care of you. And when you remember what has been, when you think about all these special happenings in your life, there has been a guiding hand, and if you listened, you were blessed. There is a God in heaven who takes care of you, and whenever you listen, you are better off. And if you do not listen, you do not want to end in such a trouble, do you? Listen to him.